Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Feel Better Faster Breakup Podcast, where we're taking looks at different tips and tricks on how we can feel a little bit better, just like the name suggests. So I'm Leon Schatz, and I am really excited about this one. This one really got me thinking a lot and really helped me to kind of visualize some cool things that that helped me just know that things are going to be good. And it's springtime right now, so I think it's just entirely appropriate to discuss growing your own garden. So this is such a powerful thing, and it was a gift that my friend Andre Maxwell shared with me. He, when I was going through my breakup and I was just down at the very bottom of, you know, rejection and despair and frustration, and I couldn't see any of the good things going on in my life at that point. And it was a powerful thing that he said, to grow my own garden. And it really is an opportunity to look at ways in which we want to develop and become the next greatest piece of our life. So let's start out with a visualization. So first off, let's just take a moment, kind of settle ourselves and take three big deep breaths. And so big deep breath in. And another breath. And a third. Now start to imagine a garden, a beautiful, like, actual garden. What kind of plants are there? If you've got flowers, you've got fruit, you've got vegetables, you've got, you know, a little seating area, you've got a place, a little pathway, and maybe, you know, you've got some lights set up so that you can enjoy it at nighttime too. And it's like, just like your little sanctuary garden place that is full of, you know, whatever kinds of plants you cherish and you would love to see, a place where you feel completely at home, completely at peace, and you can look at all this, all the beauty of what's been grown here, and just sit with that imagery for a little bit. Now, let's go back a little bit and think about what this garden took to actually be in the state that it's in. It's it may have started out as, you know, a plot that was just full of weeds and mess and junk, and then and all these things that somebody, you know, then had to come in and do the work and pull the weeds and clean up all the junk and really till the soil, get the rototiller out, and check the pH levels in the soil, make sure that if it needs nutrients, you know, there's some of that that's blended in, and then kind of organized and even designed and thought about and planned and said, okay, we want to have our, you know, flowers over here, we want our pathway to go through here. There was some work that went into that. And then even, you know, think about any obstructions that might be in the way, if there's, you know, some bushes or a shed or something that's preventing it from getting the sunlight that it needs. And then it was all prepped properly and ready to go. And then somebody had to, you know, go take the time to put those seeds in, to water it, make sure that, you know, it was getting weeded periodically, and just really tend to it and care for it and put the, you know, if it's tomato plant, you got to have the racks, and when they're little, they're so delicate and they're coming up, and the wall of water, you got to protect those things as they're growing. But then it started to grow and it started to get to that place where it really became this garden that you could enjoy. And now kind of shift that over to the ways in which that garden can represent your life. So this is an opportunity to look at your life for where it is right now, your garden, the current state of your garden. If it's got some weeds, if it's got some of this, and a lot of times we'll tend to look at where our life is as way worse, especially if we're going through a breakup. We feel like we're way further down than we are, and it's so important to take this time to recognize that there are some plants that are still growing. There are some good things going. And so look at this as a moment to look into you can look into your garden first. What tools do you have? You know, whatever state you feel like your garden is in, what tools have you got? You know, what seeds have you got? Do you have, you know, options and things that are there? Or do you have some plants that are already bearing fruit? But just look at this, and I like combining the visual elements of a garden, because it's just fun to look at, you know, and it's fun to say, okay, so this is kind of where my garden is, if that's my life. And then shift it over to specifics within your life. And this is a place where I really like to align things with the chakras. And, you know, we've got the base root chakra, the sacral chakra, and the solar plexus, and the heart chakra, and the throat chakra, and the third eye, and the crown chakra, and these align with those basic elements of life. So I like to look at the root chakra as your security and your finance, and kind of rate yourself, give yourself a score, take a moment to say, okay, from a score to 1 to 10, you know, where are you in terms of security, finance, a place to live, something that you just feel secure in your life. And put that number down. Take a moment if you can. If not, if you're driving, just take a moment to think about what that number would be. And then look at your creative outlets, your fun, your desire, you know, your satisfaction with meeting those desires. And this is your sacral chakra, and it's, you know, sexuality and all these things. And, you know, it's interesting how connected that all seems to be with when we lose a relationship. We lose a big chunk of some of these things, and so we have to recognize that we have these things in other places that maybe aren't from that person, but when we are in relationship, we tend to put that load so much on that other person and expect it from them. And then when that person isn't there, we're all of a sudden in a place where, like, oh man, now all these needs and satisfying, like, desires are not being met. But that's the sacral chakra. Give yourself a score of 1 to 10. You know, where are you feeling, you know, like, that you are currently in that realm? And then take a look at self-esteem and health, and look at, how do you feel about yourself? Like, you know, it's, and this isn't about making yourself look at things that are wrong. It's about just truly evaluating, okay, this is where I am. It's neither good nor bad. It's just where I happen to be at this moment. And take a look at your self-esteem and health, and give yourself a rating. And then moving on to the heart chakra, looking at love and relationships, you know, that it's important to realize during this time that, like, just because one relationship that was a very important relationship is now not a part of it, you still have so many other relationships, and you have so much love to give. You have love within you that was a big part for me, was realizing that just because, like, the love that I was giving to that person is now not the same. That love is still there within me. I thought that that had died and that that wasn't there, but that love was still mine. It was always mine. And so it's kind of a cool opportunity to look at, what are, you know, the love and relationships that, like, where are you in that realm? And it's, and remember that it's more than just with that one person. And then look at you know, your throat chakra, the personal power, where you feel that you have a voice, that you have respect, and this is kind of your career, just areas of where you're putting yourself out there into the world. And go ahead and give yourself a score on that. And then looking at the third eye chakra, the hope, growth, potential, and optimism. Like what's your potential for your future? How does that, do you feel like you've got an opportunity to grow right now? Do you feel like you're moving towards good things? I know it's tough when you're in that place of everything is shifting, and it's usually a hard, like, feeling of loss, but keeping in mind all these other elements of your life, what's the hope for the future? Are things going to potentially get better? And sometimes, you know, with a relationship coming to an end, it takes a minute to get there, but you kind of realize, wow, it really is getting, it is going to be much better. It's going to be, you know, it's going to far surpass that experience of being in that toxic relationship any further. And even if, and a lot of times the reason that we stay in those toxic relationships is because we just think that we're getting what we need, or because, you know, one of these areas is low, like our self-esteem is low, and we don't believe that we're capable of having love that's more meaningful or more healthy. And so just give yourself a you know, truthful, non-judgmental score on what your outlook for the future is, your hope, your growth potential, your optimism. And then finally, taking a look at the crown chakra, the spirituality, your personal meaning for your life, and put in there, you know, some, like, where you feel that you have, you know, some strong meaning for your life. So this can just give you a reference by just looking at those scores. It gives you kind of a reference, and it's a fun exercise to look at where you are, because for me personally, when I went through the breakup I went through after a 16-year relationship, I had, you know, I rated myself low on all of those things, and I was in a challenging place, and I had to really work at saying, okay, this is how I want to grow, this is where I want to get to. But it also, what's really important, and what I missed the boat on this at the time, I just saw all these areas like, I have to grow now, I have to change, I have to do all this, which in some ways I really did have to do those things. But at the time, I struggled with being able to celebrate those areas that I was doing well in, because I couldn't see past it. And I want to really encourage you to take a look at those areas and go through and re-score those things and give yourself an honest evaluation to where you can celebrate the areas that you are doing well. Because it's when you look for that place you're succeeding, you'll be able to find it better. If you start looking for, oh, this one area I'm failing, then all of a sudden you're gonna lower your scores and think, oh, I'm not doing as well as I actually am, and just kind of bring yourself down. And this is the opportunity right here, is to celebrate the fact that you have a lot going on. You already have plants in your garden. You already have all these tools. You've accumulated all these things throughout your life, and they're there still to serve you. You still have them, just because this relationship that broke your heart is not a piece of your life anymore. And all those things that you do have, it's important to really identify, take those top numbers, whatever is the highest, spend some time with those and nurture them and really give them some attention. Feed those plants, because they will encourage the others to follow. Once, like, feed the thing that's doing well and give yourself the opportunity to have successes early, and really just recognize these are good things in my life. And then as we go, we've got this opportunity to start to see the positive, look for the positive. And this is something I was actually going to do in a separate episode. And I probably still will, but I just want to mention it right now that it's the things that we look for are the things we're going to find. And so, and like we talked about with Vicky, don't go pain shopping. Like, look for those positives in life and start to really, you know, retrain your brain to look for the positives. Look for the healthy, look for the happy. And pretty soon it will become a habit to where you don't have to work so hard at it to get to where you're going. And you'll be able to, you know, ask yourself questions that, you know, that aren't so much why did this all go wrong, but they're what are my great opportunities right now? So reshifting your focus to asking yourself positive growth oriented questions is really key right now in growing your garden. So I'm a big fan of the practical. What can we do to really get to where we are giving ourselves daily practices, daily, you know, and it doesn't even, I hate saying it has to be daily because there's so often that, you know, we get busy, but if we can just do it as often as possible to have something where we're taking care of that. And imagine, you know, a tree or a plant or some garden is growing within you. And right now you're at this opportunity to, you know, the seeds are in there. You can't see the fruit yet. You can't see all the fruit of the seeds you plant today, but they're in there and they're growing. And so you can rest assured that they are. But here's a little daily practice, and it's kind of based on Tony Robbins has one like this, a 10-minute practice. But this is a really good 10-minute exercise to just spend, you know, 3 minutes deep calming breaths, and just your only job during this time is to relax, focus on the breath, and let everything go. Everything for 3 minutes, you get a vacation from everything, and your only job is deep calming breaths and just breathe in, breathe out. And then for the next 3 minutes, you want to look at your life and really be grateful. Find three things that you're truly grateful for. So what are those things that are there currently right now that you can focus on and really give them solid attention? Hold on to them, look at them, visualize them, and just really spend some time being so thankful that you have that thing. And just take that time to be grateful, because when you're grateful, you can't be sad, you can't be upset, you can't be angry, you can't be resentful, because you're grateful and you're focused on something you're grateful for, and your life feels better. So really just take that time. And then the third thing is just visualize your ideal garden. Ideally, you know, and I still visualize this garden. I've got this sanctuary. It's this place that I can go visit, and I can be there, and I can imagine all the fruit, and I can imagine. And this is, you know, one of my favorite parts is that I can imagine once my garden is grown and I've got this beautiful thing, that once then somebody comes into my garden, I'm going to know right away whether or not they're worthy to be in my garden. I'm going to know, is this person treating my garden with respect? Are they stomping around on the plants, or are they eating all the food and they don't have any food of themselves for themselves to contribute? You know, it's such a nice way to recognize, like, is this person going to be good for my garden that I've built, this garden, and will this person be able to supplement my garden? And so as the, you know, the dating world begins, it's really a valuable tool to know, okay, this is something I've worked on. I've gotten myself to this state. The visualization of the ideal garden allows you to keep having that thing that you want to work towards. And with that, visualize one thing that you can do today to move towards that ideal garden? So one thing for today, one small assignment to say, okay, this will get me a little bit closer. I don't have to be all the way there. I just have to, just like every good garden, I just have to do one thing. Today, I need to weed around the radishes or whatever, whatever your joy is. So one thing gets you a little bit closer to that place where your garden will be the place you want to go spend time. And, you know, it really is fun to watch the progress of this healing time. And if you're, you know, if you're at the beginning of this process, just trust that the seeds are growing and they're in there. You're on your way towards better things. It's happening. And get ready, because you do have a lot of beautiful things that are rising up in you that are going to bring happiness and joy into your beautiful life. And this is a powerful time, and just trust that you will be able to look back and say, wow, that was hard, but I got through it. And now look at all the beautiful things that I've created in my life. And ultimately, you'll cherish the opportunity to have been able to grow in this way. So that's kind of the nuts and bolts on growing your own garden. I really hope that this helps you guys as much as it did me. Thanks for listening. I hope, you know, as always, if you're hurting, reach out, find help. But yeah, know that you're loved. You've got hope, you've got optimism, you've got all kinds of beautiful things. So remember, a healthy garden will feed you and give you all kinds of good nourishment for your soul. And a beautiful garden will also attract people to you. So with that, have a beautiful week, and we'll talk again soon.